Lawmakers and President Trump have struggled for months over the so-called Epstein files, documents related to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. But when a bill to release the files finally came up for a vote on the House floor Tuesday, it wasn't even close.
The yeas are 427, the nays are one. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed.
The vote marks the culmination of a months-long effort that has overcome opposition from President Trump and Republican leadership. Trump had dismissed the Epstein files as a Democratic hoax, while also saying the files had information damaging to Democrats. He's claimed he had no knowledge of Epstein's sexual trafficking of children, despite a drumbeat of embarrassing revelations, like a suggestive birthday card sent to Epstein that Trump claims is fake, and a statement by Epstein that Trump knew about the girls. But momentum built around a discharge petition to force a vote on releasing the files. Trump reversed his opposition last weekend when it became clear it had the votes to pass. His message on social media said, "It's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics." Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of the Republicans who had supported a discharge petition despite pressure from Trump. She says the issue has, in her words, ripped MAGA apart. She spoke at a news conference with victims of Epstein shortly before the vote.
"And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is. A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America and Americans like the women standing behind me."
The Epstein Files Transparency Act directs the Attorney General to release unclassified records and documents related to Epstein, his former associate Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted of trafficking young girls to him, and other individuals named or referenced in connection to Epstein's criminal activities. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who had attempted to block a vote on the measure, ended up voting for it, but not without criticism. He called it a political show vote.
"And in a desperate attempt, they're trying to somehow tie President Trump to the scandal. President Trump has nothing to do with it. He has said himself he has nothing to hide."
The measure next went to the Senate, where it was quickly approved with no opposition. Speaker Johnson had said he hoped the measure would be amended in the Senate, but Republican Thomas Massie of Kentucky, a co-sponsor of the House resolution, had some advice for the Senate.
"Don't muck it up in the Senate. Don't get too cute. We're all paying attention."
President Trump now says he'll sign the measure into law when it reaches his desk, but some Democrats remain skeptical. Shortly before the vote, California Democrat Ted Lieu told reporters, "The president does not want these files out, and one reason we know that is the president can order these files to be released right now." Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.